Hi everyone, welcome to the Science of Social Media. Today's episode is a little different to what you're used to hearing from us. In these days of fast-changing news around COVID-19, we wanted to pause and reflect on social media management in times of crisis. And I'm joined by Hayley Griffiths.
Hi everyone. In this episode, we're going to be sharing how we've reacted to the current situation here on the Buffer marketing team and also talking through some steps that we've seen other brands taking.
Social media is such an important communication tool. And we know as we try to navigate unexpected and unprecedented challenges, many of your customers and teammates will turn to social media for some form of support. And as many around the globe isolate, social media might become an even more important channel for communication and a sense of community.
So what does social media management look like over the coming weeks and months? Well, we are still figuring that out ourselves, but we hope that the following thoughts can act as a starting point to work from as we navigate the current and upcoming challenge.
I think the first thing to say is that this isn't a marketing opportunity. So brands shouldn't be looking at the COVID-19 pandemic as something to capitalize on.
Absolutely. And even though it's not quite business as usual, it does feel okay to continue marketing or selling your products because we know for some businesses, not selling products can impact the livelihoods of some of their teammates. So that's a fine line, but we definitely understand how some people would still be selling at a time like this, but not necessarily capitalizing on the situation.
So Hayley, can you talk us through how we reacted to COVID-19 here at Buffer last week?
Yeah, so last week on Thursday, we just went ahead and paused everything. This is very easy to do in the Buffer queue. So we paused all of our Buffer queues for all of our posts going out on social media, and we sent out posts on Facebook and Twitter to help our customers know how to pause their queues. And then we took a step back, and as a marketing team, we decided to think through what the next few weeks were going to look like and how the COVID-19 situation could affect a couple of upcoming launches that we have planned and then the messaging we sort of want to use around those now.
It feels like a very good strategy right now to pause and reflect on any upcoming marketing projects that you've got planned, right?
Absolutely. I think if you haven't already, now could be a time to just reflect on any existing plans for the end of Q1 and heading into Q2. I think that many of the campaigns and content that, and I know this is true in our case, that we've planned, they might not be the right tone anymore. And you definitely at a time like this don't want to come across as insensitive. And some of the content that you planned, you just could not have known that this would be happening right now. So in a lot of cases, we are saving things that we think might be better for another time or just changing our tone completely.
So we paused. But then we started publishing a few posts again this week, right?
Just a couple. The main thing that we've published has been around remote work, which is a situation that a lot of companies are finding themselves in right now. This is unique to us at Buffer because we've been a remote first company since the beginning. We've been hiring remotely since 2011. We have 86 people on the team now that are in 19 different countries. So this felt like a place where we as a company could offer some value. So after a brief pause last week, we decided to focus this week on how we might be able to help people adjust to remote work. So we have that post on social media. If you've seen that on our Twitter, feel free to go in and ask questions. But we also have a really big blog post with everything that we know about remote work. So if anyone here would like to access that, that is open.buffer.com/remote-work. And that's just a post that links to all of our other posts about remote work. And we're not the only ones that have done this. Some other brands have also taken a similar approach in terms of offering support to their communities. And I totally love seeing that.
It's really quite heartwarming, yes. Do you have any tips on how brands can decide where it's right for them to add something to the conversation or how they can explore adding value through continuing to communicate?
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to put it. Because it's so tough right now, I feel like a brand trying to shoehorn themselves into the COVID-19 conversation is just not the right approach. It's so important for brands to be staying true to their brand right now and their values and how they usually do communicate with customers. And I think there's a couple of different industries where it sort of depends on the industry. So for example, if you're an entertainment brand, this is a time where people are really looking for entertainment a lot more than usual. And I think that Disney is a great example here. They released Frozen 2 early on Disney Plus, and people were absolutely ecstatic about this. And I think that's also being very mindful of the audience for Frozen 2 is children and a lot of schools that have been canceled. Now you have like one more thing to entertain children right now. So I thought that was really great. For stores, restaurants, travel companies, that's a situation where their audience, their customers, they're probably a bit more curious how they as a company are responding, you know, especially stores and restaurants. What is the sanitization that's going on right now? Are you open? Are you not open? Like travel companies, what's going on if borders are closing? So I think that that's an area where customers are definitely keen to learn more because it could impact their day to day.
And although I've seen a lot of emails in my inbox from companies that I've interacted with or I'm a customer of or have been a customer of in the past. And at times it's been a bit overwhelming to see all this coming into my inbox. There's been a good chunk of those I've really appreciated having the heads up of changes that they've made or changing expectations to services that I receive or orders that I've made, that kind of thing. And so I think that leads us into the importance of clear communication in times of crisis like this. This is something that we've been thinking about here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think in terms of communication, something that we've been top of mind for us is it's always better to over-communicate than under-communicate. And I think that's very true right now, since these are such uncertain times. But I say that, but I also want to say that there are so many companies that are impacted by this, and consumers are getting many more, like you just mentioned, emails that you're getting. I can't tell you how many I've received. So while I agree that definitely over-communicate, especially if it's something that's impacting your customers, if it's something that's not impacting your customers, I don't think that that is necessarily like an email that needs to go to all of your customers. So I think it's, a situation of balance where if there's something that's going on that your customers, your community needs to know about, definitely get that information out there. But if there's something that's not critical, then don't send it out at a time when they're probably getting a lot of emails. Another thing to keep in mind is how to make your communication clear. This is a time when, you know, you don't want something to be confusing or misleading. You don't want to have to send out more than one email to correct. And then definitely just make sure it's relevant before sending or publishing anything.
This is great. Thank you, Hayley. And we've been talking about some brands that we've spotted doing a great job with communication. Which ones have stood out for you?
There have been a few. It's been great to see so many responding really well. I know a big one is Delta Airlines. They have been sharing information and context on their social channels about how air filtration works on their airplanes. And I think this is a time when that's a question a lot of people have. So that was very on point. Patagonia, which is a company that we really look up to here at Buffer, they made the decision to close their retail stores on Friday, March 13th. And I don't think they've announced when those are opening yet. And then Glossier also closed their stores for at least 2 weeks. So I think these are all examples of brands that have been communicating relevant information to their customers right now. And if the store is closing, that's definitely going to impact customers. So that's been very important information. I'm sure there are a ton more. A lot of brands are having to communicate right now. So we're going to put a link in the show notes to a thread with more brands that have handled the current situation very well. Have you spotted any brands that you've seen, Dave?
Yeah, one that stood out for me is one I came across this morning. It's a sandwich chain that we have a lot of stores in the UK called Pret. And they have shared how they are remaining open, but they've removed seating for in-store dining. So takeaway only for their stores. And they're also making a gesture to support healthcare workers by offering them discounted or free drinks, I believe.
I love that.
So it's great to see that they're taking these proactive steps to look out for the health of their customers and their staff. And also this sort of gesture that they're making to support the community as well.
I think that's a great example of a great way to communicate in this time, just communicating things that are going to impact customers.
Another thing I've seen a lot of within Buffer is that we're communicating within the team about COVID-19. And this has come from leadership, from Courtney and Joel sharing updates on Threads. And we're also running a temporary and an optional Slack channel.
Yeah, it feels very important right now to communicate clearly with your team as well as your customers. So I think those examples that we've shared in Threads, which is a tool we use at Buffer for asynchronous communication, has been really good. And just having leadership acknowledge that right now is a very uncertain time and it can feel difficult for people, especially if they have children at home right now. And that's like sort of extra stressors. And on the marketing team, something that we've been doing too is having face-to-face chats over Zoom, which is a tool we use for video communication, and sort of jumping into impromptu chats around the team as well. So I've loved this. I feel like usually I wouldn't mind not having too many calls during the day, but for some reason right now, I think just due to not leaving home as much, I'm definitely craving more human connection. So it's really nice to have more calls and to be seeing leadership from our team around like what this situation is and what we can expect from them.
This is definitely an unprecedented situation, and we're a globally distributed team. So people are having a similar experience, but in slightly different ways. What I've appreciated is that in some of our team syncs, we've made space for team members to share how they're doing, like how this is affecting them personally. And for a lot of us, it's not necessarily affecting us so much as it potentially is affecting family members or vulnerable people that are in our communities, in our extended families. And there's an anxiety that is connected to that. And making the space to check in with each other or share how we're feeling about that is very human, very supportive, and it's been something that I've appreciated.
That is so great. Yeah. And I know one exercise that we've done here at Buffer, and I'll just share in case anyone else wants to do this, is at the beginning of meetings, sometimes we do a stoplight exercise. Is this something that you've done before, Dave?
No, we haven't.
You haven't done that on the advocacy team yet? I think we've done this on the marketing team quite a few times, but one of the things, I think maybe the engineers have done this too, is when you go into a meeting, someone will ask like everyone, what's your stoplight color? And so you can be red, orange, or green, depending on how you're feeling that day. And that's like a very easy way to get an energy check from everyone on the team. So that's one exercise that we've done a little bit more of now than we used to do.
That's a great one, because people can share how they're feeling without necessarily having to express a lot about it, especially if it's a personal thing or something that's sensitive to them. They can just let you know that this is how I'm feeling right now without going really into it.
Yeah.
And give everyone else a chance to give them some space and give them what they need at that time emotionally.
Absolutely.
So everyone is kind of figuring this all out together, and this definitely isn't limited to social media. So have you come across any resources for communicating in time of crisis, just in marketing as a whole or beyond?
I think there are some really good resources right now. I've definitely found myself like searching online communication, like crisis communication resources, a lot more than I ever have before in my life. So I do think there are some good resources out there. A couple that I'll mention are Facebook made a small business resource hub. So there's a lot of information in there. Twitter made something called Brand Communications in Time of Crisis. That's really great. Harvard Business Review put out Communicating Through the Coronavirus Crisis, which is also just packed full of information. And then one more that we found is Ogilvy put together a whole PDF on how to communicate in turbulent times. So we will link to all of these guides in the show notes as well, so that you can have access to these resources.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We hope these resources and this conversation has helped you a little bit. And if you do have any questions, please do feel free to tweet us at Buffer or send us an email, hello@buffer.com.
We will be back next week with a regular episode of The Science of Social Media, and we hope everyone is doing well between now and then.